It's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is dismissing China's proposal to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula after the latest missile launches by Pyongyang. Foreign Minister Wang Yi had called for a halt to North Korea's missile and nuclear programs, with a simultaneous suspension of joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises viewed in the North as a prelude to war. The U.S.-UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council such a plan might be considered for any leader other than Kim Jong-un.
We have not seen any goodwill at all coming from North Korea. I appreciate all of my counterparts wanting to talk about talks and negotiations. We are not dealing with a rational person. If this was any other country, we would be talking about that and it wouldn't be an issue.
She described an unbelievable, irresponsible arrogance coming out of the North Korean leader and said all options in dealing with Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat remain on the table. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the U.S. stands ready to engage in conditional talks.
We remain open to dialogue with North Korea with the aim of returning to credible and authentic negotiations on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But, and I'll be very clear about this, the onus is on North Korea to take meaningful actions toward denuclearization and refrain from provocations.
But he said new ways must be found to convince Pyongyang to end both its sanctioned nuclear and missile activities. At least four people have been killed in northeast Madagascar, with hundreds made homeless by Tropical Storm Inao. By late Wednesday, it had been downgraded to a tropical storm. Thousands of Kenyan doctors on strike for months, refusing to return to work in a dispute over wages and working conditions. This is VOA.